This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, the big news across the country yesterday, the release of Mark Fogel, his mom, last evening.
He said, buongiorno. I said, well, this is the wrong time for you to be calling. And he said, where are you? He said, I'm in the Moscow airport. I'm waiting for a plane. He said, I should be in Washington tonight. I'm coming home, he says. I just got dizzy. I thought, did I get this right? I really, I couldn't process it.
What a beautiful moment. And joining us, United States Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good to have you on the program. I know you spoke to Marty late yesterday when this news broke, and I want to dial back because I appreciated when Mark Rubio was going through the confirmation process, you used your time to make sure that Mark's name was on the radar in a very big way. How excited are you that this actually happened?
Well, I'm just so excited for Mark and his family. You know, President Trump and I both met his mom, Martha, for the first time in July at the Butler rally where President Trump was shot. We both met her. President Trump promised, listen, when I'm president, if I'm president, I'm going to make this a priority. I told her the same thing, that I would focus on it during the campaign and in the Senate. And she's lovely. And she came to visit my wife and I at our home in Squirrel Hill. And just I don't think she ever dreamed that she'd get a chance to hug her son again. And because I give President Trump all the credit in the world, his leadership. This is what leadership and focus looks like. And just couldn't be more happy for Mark and his family.
Senator, tell us, please, where were you when you got the news? How did you get the news?
Well, you know, just by chance, I had been talking on a regular basis to the hostage envoy, Adam Bowler, that President Trump had nominated, and I had him come over to breakfast to meet with a bunch of senators. And so we were having breakfast, and I pulled him aside after, and I said, what's the story on Mark? And he said, you know, we had had some sense that Mark was being moved from his family, that he'd been moved to Moscow, which we thought might be a good sign. And the envoy said, listen, you know, we don't want to say anything yet, but we feel like there's a chance he might get out today. And so then later that day, and I was at a lunch, and I get a call, and it's the White House switch. And they called me and said, he's in the air. And an hour later, I get another call from the White House switchboard, and they said, National Security Council said, he's out of Russian airspace, and you know, he'll be landing at Andrews later today. And I just felt such a sense of joy. It became public a couple hours later. So it was just so exciting. And to know his family a little bit and to now know Mark a little bit. I mean, you see a guy last night that's just when he arrived at the White House, I was there. My wife and I were there. And he's so happy to be an American, so proud to be American, so grateful. To have had leadership supporting him and to be home.
We're with United States Senator Dave McCormick. And in typical Pittsburgh fashion, Senator, he came off that plane with a Steeler tassel cap. And then what a great image with the American flag draped around his neck in the Oval Office, standing next to President Trump, holding a can of Iron City beer.
Well, I got to give the credit to Congressman DeLuzio for the Iron City beer. He brought the beer.
Oh, that's cool.
And Mark came up to me, and I'd never met him, but his mom had told him that we had been working together, and he said, "Hello, Mr. Squirrel Hill. I'm so glad to see you. Thank you for everything you did." So he had a good sense of humor, but he was just it was emotional. It was emotional for my wife and I. I think it was emotional for everybody there. Just see this this guy finally relieved of 3.5 years
Wow.
of being a hostage, often in hard, you know, hard conditions. You know, he was in hospitals where he was being treated. He didn't know what was happening to him. It was just a very scary situation. And, you know, we have thousands of people detained around the world, American citizens, and at least 100 that are unlawfully held, that are illegally held. And we need leadership to get them home. And that's what happened here.
Well, it certainly looked at times like this might not happen. So collectively, we're very, very grateful that Mark is home and will be with his family after spending a little time kind of, I guess, detoxing from that experience in Texas. They asked him about the conditions, and he said he'd rather not speak to that right now. But
yeah.
A very, very good day for Mark in America. And while we have you, Senator, how's the new job?
I'm honored, honestly, so honored to do it. You know, I walk into that Senate chamber and it's very small. It feels big on TV. It's small in person. And, you know, I'm reminded every day that there's 1,000 senators that have been elected in American history. I'm the 54th elected senator from Pennsylvania and the ninth senator, elected who had been a West Pointer. And, I feel like what a privilege at any time to be the senator from Pennsylvania. But at this moment where so much change is happening, where the country, I think, is embracing that change and optimistic about America's future, to be part of it and play a leadership role is just really an honor and privilege. I'm very, very thankful every day I have the chance to be here.
Selfishly, you represent, obviously, our entire state, but here in southwestern Pennsylvania, since you were born in Washington, PA, and have your residents here, what are you working on for us in this corner of the world?
Well, you know, the big promises that I made during the campaign trail, I have a whiteboard in my office. I'm in a transition office in the basement of Dirksen. I was 100th out of 100 seniority when I joined the Senate. And I got a list of promises. And the promises, the main ones were secure the border, stop the flow, the scourge of fentanyl in Pennsylvania, 4,000 Pennsylvanians last year. It's to get the economy back on track, and that meant getting prices under control, and that also meant creating new opportunities, new jobs, the American dream for Pennsylvanians, working families, and then finally unlocking energy. And really, that's the driver of Pennsylvania's economy, Western Pennsylvania in particular. So, you know, the executive orders on energy, the national energy emergency, is already going to make it much easier for our energy companies to move forward. The efforts on the border, the designation of the one of the things I campaigned on, which President Trump said later as well, was designate the cartels as terrorist groups. That allows us to use law enforcement and the military much more aggressively. That's happening. And listen, we've got to get this economy going. Deregulation is a key part of doing that, extending and making permanent the tax cuts, which are very attractive for middle income families in Pennsylvania. So there's a whole agenda. I think it's fair to say that in the history of presidential, you know, starts, there's never been a presidential start where a president has done more in 22 days or 23 days, I guess now, than President Trump's done. And the Congress and the Senate and the House need to keep up. And so that's what we're trying to do. Make sure we put legislation in place that makes it. I talked to the president last night about this. He said, listen, these executive orders are great. We get things moving. But to make them permanent through legislation in many cases is the key to transforming our country in the long run.
Well, a lot of work to do, but a lot to cover here for us in this early stages of this version of the administration. Senator, I also want to extend my condolences. Another West Pointer, Paul Mango, who passed away a couple of weeks ago, who was part of Warp Speed with the president's first administration that helped really solve the issues of COVID when it came to finding those vaccines. He passed away, and to his family, who also serves, as you did, thinking of Paul Mango, too.
Oh, he is just a one in a million. He was a close, very close and dear friend. I worked with him for years. One of the people that we sort of raised our kids together. He has 5 girls and I have 6.
Wow.
And I'm a, just a deep admirer of Paul and Don, his wife. They were both West Pointers, and
right.
Just a tragic, too early. A man who gave so much, but had so much more to give. So I'm heartbroken, and I'm with you, sending condolences and prayers to the family.
Yeah, behind Warp Speed, Senator. We appreciate your time. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good to be with you, Larry. Bye-bye.
All right. And very good news about Mark Fogle. From the